This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Larry Greenmeyer. 50 years ago, British inventors made and marketed the first electronic breathalyzer. The alcohol gauge has become standard issue for U.S. law enforcement cracking down on drunk driving. In a sign of the times, U.S. police are now hoping to enlist the so-called textilizer. The device, in development by a company called Cellbrite, plugs into a driver's smartphone and can tell police whether that person sent a text, email, or some other type of electronic message. Much of this information could be found by checking the device's call log and messaging apps, but the textilizer aggregates all of that information in one place. Sending or reading a text typically takes a driver's eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's like driving the length of an entire football field with your eyes closed, according to the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The NHTSA reports that in 2015, nearly 3,500 people were killed and 391,000 were injured in motor vehicle crashes involving drivers who were talking on the phone or texting. But several open questions remain related to the textilizer. For one, it's not clear how officers will access a device if it's password protected. The textilizer's legality is also up for debate. In 2014, the Supreme Court ruled that police officers cannot legally search a mobile phone for content created within the past 180 days without a warrant. Regardless, several states plan to test the device. Over the years, all sorts of bad advice has been given to help people beat breathalyzer tests. Let's hope the only way people beat the textilizer is by keeping their hands on the wheel and their eyes on the road. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Larry Greenmeyer.